pray with all my heart that if there's anyone who will divide the people of God in a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church and hurt the cause of the gospel, it will not be me. And this is a prayer that every Christian should pray. I do not want to meet God only to be told that I was the devil's instrument, the adversary, that hindered the cause of the gospel, that stumbled the faith of the weak, that destroyed the church of Christ, and that others have given their time and effort to build up. No. Instead, we should all deal in this new year with our own shortcomings, with our own lack of commitment, with our own half-heartedness, with our own pride, with our own self-centeredness, with our own sins, and God knows we have a lot of that to deal with, and not be an adversary to the work of God. And we all have to be on guard against these, against attitudes that will hurt the cause of the gospel. So, dearly beloved, I speak to you, we are to be encouragers and not adversaries. We are to encourage one another. We are to be like Barnabas, you know, the son of consolation. We are to be people who come alongside and lend a helping hand and lift up one another's burdens. I've been using the illustration of a sinking ship these few days, these few weeks. So do not jump ship. Do not bail out. Plug the leak. Pull the oar. You see, the church is like a weather-battered sheep. It is not perfect. The paint is peeling. The sails are ripped here and there. But you see, when God's people stay together and labor together, we will be fine. The work will be effectual. And we can do that when we become encouragers. I remember my earliest years in my ministry here. I came in November of 2000. November 9, 2000, we were here. I was prepared to go back. February of 2001. We were in the midst of putting down a down payment for a house. I think Brother Bobby will remember. I was so discouraged. I was going to give up. Until a lady in this church slipped me a note with a verse from Proverbs 24, verse 10 that says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. So, dearly beloved, be an encourager. You know, Paul needed that. Your elders and your deacons needed that. I sure need that. And you do too. And so we must all be encouragers one of another. Now look at verse 9 again, 1 Corinthians 16. It says, for a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. God's providence opens doors. God's providence also allows the adversaries to hang around those doors which he has opened. You know that? And in God's providence, you see opposition and opportunity go together. In God's providence, opportunity and opposition go together. Whenever there is an opportunity, there will be opposition. I can tell you all about the work in which our brother Ari and sister Jeanette is involved in Taisamaki. I visited the place in 2010 of November, and it was so far away, it was not our usual route or mission stations. I says, no, this is not a place we want to go. But then God impressed upon our hearts to start that work. And for the 1 year, in 2011, 1 year, we had no missionary there. We had no one who could speak the tribal language, which is Hmong. But every Sunday morning, the church is open because there is always one Singaporean who is there. We take turns. Some will go for 3 weeks, then come back, then go for 3 weeks, come back, that kind of idea. For that 1 year, there was a lot of adversaries. Finally, on the third Sunday of the year, on the third Sunday of December of 2011, we have one convert. He got saved. The next week, he was called home to be with the Lord. But today the young people who gather at the church every weekend numbers about 40 to 50 people. Opportunity, there will be adversary. If there is not a cloud of opposition in the horizon, most people will take it easy. There will not be a sense of urgency. Most of us will not muster any effort. Most of us will not give resolve to the work of God if there are no adversaries. But when adversaries come, we have two options. We can run, we can give up, or we can overcome by the grace of God. You know, next week we'll deal with verse 13. Verse 13, Paul says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men. The word quit does not mean give up. The word quit means to acquit yourself like men. And as we consider last Lord's Day, God, Paul's challenge to us is that we are to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. The Lord has opened a great door. But if you look carefully at verse 9, it is actually far more specific, because it is not just that a great door has been opened. Paul says, a great door has been opened to him, to me. So let me be specific with you all. I'm not talking about churches in general. I'm not talking about churches outside of this. I'm talking about this church. It is not just that God has given us opportunities in general, but He has given us here. Given to us here in this place. And this is what I want to impress upon you, that men, because all of you come here, worship day in and day out, I want to impress upon your heart that this is your church. That this is your open door. And this is not just opportunities, but it is also our responsibility individually, as a family, and as a church. God has given to us this church. Small, yes. Insignificant, yes. But God has given us opportunities to reach out to the community around us. So let us begin 2018 aright, as we pray for faith and courage to do the work of God. Pray for God to open doors of ministry for us here. Pray for the effectual work of the gospel. Pray for grace to overcome the adversaries. Pray that we will not become one of those adversaries. Pray for yourself that we'll be faithful and effectual instruments that God can use. Pray for pray. May the Lord help us. Father in heaven, we come to you again with thanksgiving for all that you have done for us. In the last 20 years, and Father, we thank you for your mercies. We pray, O Lord, that as we begin 2018, you will lift up our hearts. You'll cause us to look upon our Lord Jesus Christ. Cause us, O Lord, to labor for him while it is still day, for the night comes when no man can work. Father, we pray that you will strengthen us in our work here for you. And Father, we pray that you will encourage us by allowing us to see the fruit of our labor. And we'll be careful to give you all the honor and glory. Here this is our prayer. We ask these things in Jesus' name.